42. Separate no more. The separate but equal law in the United States allowed segregation to flourish. The first test of this law was in 1892, when a black man named Homer Plessy boarded a train on the East Louisiana Railroad. Plessy took a seat in a white coach and refused to move. He was arrested and charged with violating the law of segregation on public transportation. Plessy's case, Plessy v. Ferguson, was appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. The V designation in court cases is an abbreviation for the word versus, which means against. In May 1896, the court ruled against Plessy and upheld the separate but equal law, in spite of its being a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The separate but equal laws continued to be upheld until they were again challenged in the early 1950s by Oliver Brown. Brown, a minister in Topeka, Kansas, sued the school board for the right to permit his daughter, Linda, to attend an all-white elementary school. Linda had been denied admission because she was black. Brown v. Board of Education of Topeka was taken to the Supreme Court. This time, in May 1954, the Supreme Court struck down separate but equal as unconstitutional. The court stated, "School segregation by state law causes a feeling of inferiority in black children that inflicts damage to their hearts and minds that may never be undone. Public school segregation by state law, therefore, violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. The old Plessy, separate but equal rule is herewith formally overruled." The court's unanimous opinion influenced future civil rights legislation and launched the civil rights movement of the 1960s.